And the man who does the most happy traveling around the world is with us today, Mr. Johnny Jett. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Roy. How you doing?
I'm doing terrific. It's nice to kind of we took a little hiatus for the last couple of weeks, and so you're kicking in the new year with us, and we are happy about that.
Me too.
Yeah. You've been on the road. I see on your website the latest is about Malaysia, or it is the continuing part of Malaysia.
Yeah, you know, I wrote a lot on Malaysia. It's set me back a month in my stories, but there's just so much to tell, and and I'd never been there before, so I took a lot of pictures and a lot of notes.
And we love your video. And we were always amazed on how you combine your stills with your video, and it's all very high quality, and we sit around and scratch our heads and say, how did he do that? What kind of camera did he use?
Camera.
You do it with what?
I use it with my still camera. I have a Panasonic Lumix.
Ah.
It costs $300.
And so you use the video portion on that.
Yeah, I take quick clips, like 7-second clips, and...
They come out so clear, and the quality is so good.
I know, I'm amazed, and it fits in my pocket. I can bring it anywhere. I bring it to parties. It's flat, and it's a great little gadget.
And because you see people with all these great big ones, and we were talking about it the other day when we knew you were going to be on the show, and we were just kicking it around it really comes, and the way you combine it with the still and the video. You've really got it down to a science, and we really enjoy the stuff. And
thank you. Did you see my 2006 video and review?
No.
That one you got to see. That one has all the places I went to this year.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we certainly have to look for that. Now, tell us what it is again.
It's on the website, but it's I went to 22 countries last year.
Right.
On 5 continents, and I have it all on video and pictures.
Well, I'm going to absolutely take the time to do it, and we certainly suggest that those that are listening go to johnnyjett.com and do the same. Johnny, before we get into chatting maybe about some more on Malaysia, how about the website and a good webcam?
Have I given you gotvoice.com?
No, you haven't. And you know what happens? We get so involved in the article sometimes that we pass over that. So let's have that one.
Oh, gotvoice.com it's amazing, actually. I love it, and it's great for travelers, and I don't think it was built for travelers either. But what you do is you log on their website, and you put in your cell phone number or your home phone number and your password to your voicemail. And so what it does is it goes into your voicemail, and it retrieves the messages, either saved or the new ones, and it sends it to your email in a WAV file. So if you're traveling, you don't need to call. Excuse me. If you're traveling, you don't need to call home to get your messages. You just check your email, and if you have any messages, it will be there. You click it, and it will have the whole message, and you'll listen to it. They don't put it in writing. They just grab the voice file and put it as an attachment and bring it to your email.
That's really interesting. Really super.
And I probably was a little bit confusing with that, but. All it is that anytime I have a message, I can check my email, and it'll say, okay, got voice. I click it, download the attachment, and press the WAV file. So it's almost like a video, except there's no video, just audio, and you can hear the whole message.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I've got to give that a try.
I've made it website of the week, and I've had a lot of positive feedback from readers.
And how about a webcam?
Well, again, the webcams are so tough to give you just a separate one because they have these URLs that are really long. And so, but I just looked up one, and there's SantaFeInformation.com, and that's for Santa Fe, New Mexico. So SantaFeInformation.com.
Okay. I like Santa
Fe. A lot of them are usually with a long website, and then they have like / webcams and all this stuff. So if you go to SantaFeInformation.com, then you'll see a whole list of these are actually traffic cams, so you can see what it looks like at the whole this one's the Plaza Cam, Santa Fe Plaza Cam.
Okay. All right.
Oh, and I just brought it up right now, and it says that the recent snow snowstorms in Santa Fe have unfortunately damaged the equipment.
Oh, I know that. So
it was working last week because I had a website of the week last week.
Yeah, I mean, there's been lots of snow out that way. All right, let's get back to Malaysia. You start off in your newsletter by saying that last week you had left off at the Pangor Lont Resort, if I'm pronouncing it.
Yeah.
And
where you want to go.
So this week, you were going into the Highlands.
I was, but the Pangor Lont one was my favorite for sure. It's about a 3.5 hour drive from Kuala Lumpur. You have to take a 30-minute boat over to this island that only has this one resort. There's no there's nothing else besides this resort, and they also have some really luxury villas, which Pavarotti stayed there, and Joan Collins, all these other celebrities, and Pavarotti was even quoted as saying, this place, I almost cried to see how beautiful God made this paradise.
Wow.
And it is spectacular. You go there, and they have 100-something overwater bungalows, and these rooms are five-star. And it reminded me of the time I stayed in the island of Taha, which is right off of Bora Bora.
Right.
And again, that was five-star. The difference was, the big difference was the price. The price in Taha was $1,400 a night. This one was only $240 a night.
Right.
So, I mean, Malaysia is so much cheaper. Yeah. And also, the service and the food is also the big difference. And again, the service in Asia, I don't think there's anywhere better.
And what about the people? Was it a friendly environment?
They're so friendly. 60% of the Malaysian population is Muslim.
Right.
And these guys are so friendly. But there's a whole eclectic population. There's mostly Chinese, Indian, and Malay.
Right. Now,
but I loved it, and you go out to this island, and I was there for 3 nights, and I was like, this is not going to be enough time.
Are you talking about the Highlands?
I was on my bed working on my computer. I look over, and I hear something on the balcony, and there's monkeys on my deck. Like, oh, my gosh.
Good Lord.
Yeah, and the food, there's like 8 different restaurants.
Well, they just probably wanted some lessons from you on how to work that computer and that camera. You know, monkeys are pretty smart. Monkey see, monkey whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So you went to the Cameron Highlands, which are located 136 miles, according to your information, north of Kuala Lumpur.
Correct.
And
it's about a 2.5 hour drive on the fast road.
Right. But you went by private car, did you?
Yeah, we hired a van.
Right.
The resort will arrange a private car for you, and that's. You know, for that 2.5 hour drive, it's only $200 each way.
Right.
So if you have 5 people, it's really not that expensive. Right. I mean, if you did that here, it'd be a lot more than $200.
For sure, but it must be a lot of money to those people. You know, well, you know, car drivers and taxicab drivers in most countries are a little bit more away than, you know, a little bit more aware of all this than the average person that lives in the country, but there are probably some people that don't make $200 a month, you know?
Oh, for sure they don't. Yeah. You could take a taxi, which would cost you probably $50, but you're going to be in a little cheap car.
Right, maybe without a door.
So why not splurge and
do it,
you know,
right.
Enjoy the ride and make sure it's safer.
Now, the Highlands, the highest area, it's the highest area, right? And about 5,000 feet, I think you said, yeah. And cool.
It's much cooler. It's 5,000 feet above sea level.
Right.
And the high temperature is usually around 77. And the low, it doesn't get anything lower than 50 degrees. But when I was there, it was between, it was about 57 at night and 72 during the day.
Right.
So I did wear a light jacket at night and jeans, which was a big difference between the down in the tropical parts where I was in shorts the whole time and t-shirts.
And it turned out to be quite an interesting, charming a village, quite to the contrary that you said that you thought it was just going to be a quiet little plantation out in the boonies or something.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be in the middle of a tea plantation, but there's a whole town. There's about 7,000 people who live over there. And they're mostly catering to the tourists. They have strawberry fields. They have butterfly fields. many tea plantations. Actually, it's one of the biggest tea plantations in Southeast Asia. And that is a treat to go up to there. And there's the Bo Tea Factory, B-O-H. And it's free to go in. And you walk around, you can see the whole factory.
Right.
They have a really nice dining room overlooking the whole plantation. And it's free because they have a really incredible gift shop. And everything's like $2 in there, so you're going to buy a ton of stuff.
And they celebrate the old English tradition of tea time.
They really do. And in that hotel, I stayed at the Cameron Highlands Resort Hotel, and that was probably the highlight. Because it was a five-star hotel. I felt like I was in England. It was just luxury, and then they had tea time. I went down for tea, and it's a fourth of the price that it is in England. It was $10.
Right.
And they bring a tray with three different plates with, you know, the scones and the pastries and the finger sandwiches, but they also had indigenous treats such as egg rolls and spring rolls.
Well, you know, it's interesting that they did carry this tradition over because, you know, when I'd spent quite a bit of time in England, and I can remember being in the office around 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the gal would come by with a little cart with tea and whatever, you know, the biscuits or whatever it is that they happened to have that particular day. And when I'd leave there and get back to the States and nobody came around at 3 o'clock in the afternoon in the office, I kind of missed that. I thought it was, you know, it was nice to keep that going. And one specific lady, that's what all she did was take care of tea.
Yeah. No, it's...
We need to bring these things back, Johnny. We got to bring back some of this old tradition.
Yeah, I grew up, my neighbors in Connecticut, they were English, and they always had tea time. And tea time for us is going right to the cookie jar.
Yeah.
But here, speaking of desserts, at the end of the tea, you can have fresh picked strawberries and with three different dipping sauces, whipped cream, chocolate, and like a caramel.
And how about dinner? How about the food?
Oh, the food's good. I mean, it's not in, up there is not like Pankralat, which was incredible. But the food here was good. They had they even had an English buffet with shepherd's pie and Yorkshire pudding. But I prefer the food at the other resort. But you can get anything here. You can get cheeseburgers, salads, and breakfast. Whatever you want. It's almost like being in America, except the prices are a lot cheaper and people are friendlier.
Now, how'd you get there?
How did I get to Malaysia?
Yep.
I took Malaysian Airlines. I actually went from Stockholm to Kuala
Lumpur. Oh, okay. You came the other way around. Okay.
I went around the world, and that was an 11-hour flight. Not even 11 hours. And then from there, I flew to Taipei, which is 4 hours. And then from Taipei, I flew to Los Angeles, which was about 11, 12 hours.
And as we've seen in some of your other articles, and as I know from my experience, the service on Malaysian Airways was always pretty good.
Oh, they're always winning the awards. And wait till you see next week's newsletter. I flew first class, and it was ridiculous.
Now, you just got back yesterday, right? Or this morning, or
I just got back from somewhere else. I was in Malaysia about a month ago,
right?
Too.
Right.
So I just came from another location.
And there is a 3-minute Johnny Jett video of the trip, and we suggest you have a look at that. We do every week, and we enjoy it. And Johnny, thanks. Hope to be talking to you in a couple of weeks. So when are you off again?
Well, I just got back yesterday. I think I leave tomorrow, but I'll be back for the weekend. My dad's coming in.
Ah, great.
And then I leave in 2 weeks.
Good. Well, we hope to I hope to be getting out that way soon. We have an affiliation with a new airline called Sky Value, and I think they're going to be flying from the Phoenix area into Burbank.
Oh, good.
And,
I'd like to get on one of those flights.
Yeah, well, we're definitely going to get you on those. So, anyway, it's nice chatting with you. Welcome home. Happy New Year, and look forward to our next